Welcome back to South Florida Sunday, sharing it with you. And right now, I am joined by Marlene Mejia, the CEO of The Soup Kitchen, who is celebrating their 40th anniversary. That's exciting. Welcome to the show, Marlene.
Thank you so much for having us, Serena. We're very excited about our 40th.
Yeah, this is amazing. And like, I'm sure most people have heard of The Soup Kitchen in some way, but there are still some people that don't really know what you accomplish every single day. Can you kind of tell us more about your organization?
Oh, sure. So we have been in West Boynton area for 40 years, like I said, and we are so much more than serving soup in the name. The organization serves over 1,100 hot meals every single day.
Wow.
We also distribute almost 800,000 grocery bags of food annually and serve over 100 homebound seniors a day with our Meals on Wheels program. We also have a Taking Care of Our Babies program that provides diapers and wipes and formula to needy moms. So we cover everybody from, you know, newborn with diapers to 105-year-old homebound seniors.
Wow, that is a great amount of people that you serve every single day.
Oh, yes, it is. And the numbers keep steadily going up. I mean, it's not a joke. I mean, just from last month to this month, we are serving over 100 people a day over the normal amount. Yeah.
Why do you think that you're getting more and more people that you're serving every single day?
The recession, the inflation, people are still not back on their feet after the pandemic. We see people every day trying to make their ends meet, you know, with their checks. You know, it's not enough. They go to the store and it's not enough. A box of diapers is $50,
yes.
You know, right there. And they just don't make enough to make a living, and we are there to help them out, to supplement the food, the diapers, the meals, whatever it is that we do to help them out and make them have a little bit better quality of life.
So you have really long lines in the mornings, which really speaks to the need for people in this community. But who are you seeing in the lines? Like, are you seeing veterans or mothers and children, you know?
So 100% of the people that are in the line are underprivileged, underserved. And we see everybody from kids that go to high school to young adults who are, you know, don't have a job or cannot find a job. We have moms with their kids. We see, we look out the window. We don't even have to watch TV to know or radio to know that there's something going on, because our numbers just keep increasing. But we don't judge. We don't ask for any information when they come through the door. So whoever's there, they get our food and our service.
That is such an amazing policy, because it's already hard to ask for help. But imagine asking for help and then getting questions on whether you need it or not. But I found this interesting. The summer months, they're the hardest to generate money and food donations. Why is that?
Well, volunteers and donors go up north to get away from the heat, or they go away on vacation. And what happens is they, you know, they kind of put us to the side until the fall, where everybody starts, you know, giving back.
Right.
But we noticed that this year, the summer started early for us. You know, the farms are not growing things because it's too hot down here. So we don't get those kinds of donations. A lot of more charities are opening up. So they're, you know, the donations from all the restaurants and places are just, you know, dwindling more, especially donations in money. You know, we need them to run our programs. We need them to make our lives easier, to be able to help out people, but they are dwindling.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. I was also thinking that people in the summer, they're not really even thinking about people in need. In December and January, you're like, oh, it's a holiday season and they don't have things. But in the summer, there's not really a holiday like that where people are thinking like, oh, people still need food.
And like we say, Serena, kids do not take potty breaks. we cannot just not give them, you know, the diapers. And people need food to eat. That's why we're open every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it becomes a little bit of a challenge.
No, I definitely understand. But I think the Chef Pete, he kind of makes it a little bit easier for you. I heard he's a superstar in the kitchen.
Oh, everybody loves Chef Peter. He's been with us as a staff member for 3 years. He was here prior to the pandemic, but during the pandemic, believe it or not, we only had at one point 3 volunteers, and we are a volunteer-driven organization. Thank God for our volunteers. But during the pandemic, there was sometimes 3, and he was one of them. And he would mop the floor and go to work and in the kitchen. And the best thing of him is that he can make do with whatever comes in the truck. So whatever donation we receive, that's going to be in the food menu for the next day, whether it's for Meals on Wheels or for delivery or for whatever we give out at the kitchen. So he makes magic happen.
Yeah, and they're brand new menus every single day, right?
Every single day. I mean, we're making great soups and we're making delicious food, and it's all fresh. And we have our herb garden that we had donated a while ago. It's wonderful because we really are making things out of from scratch. Everything is recycled and repurposed, and we save a lot of food from going to waste every day. So
it is
a good thing.
That is pure talent, because I can tell you right now, I'm always looking for ideas on what to cook for dinner or lunch or whatever. So that is talent. Every single day he has a new meal. That is amazing.
Yes, he's a wonderful chef and he has a great heart, and we are so blessed to have him. Yes.
And it's also amazing that you guys only have 4 full-time employees. Like, how are you able to feed all these families and individuals? You said you have a volunteer team?
Yeah, so we are volunteer driven. So we have about 300 volunteers who help us out, like even in the kitchen. Peter is one of our staff, but you know, he has awesome staff that goes under him, and they are all volunteers who come in, and they're so reliable. You know, they come in at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and the food is ready by 9 o'clock when we open. So that is a huge advantage to us and blessing. And we're super, super efficient. And the reason why I'm saying that is we make it happen with 4 staff paid members and 7 part-timers, including the drivers. So, yeah, we make it happen. 94 cents of every dollar that goes back into the programs gets spent, you know, on the program. So we are really efficient at what we do, low staff numbers, and a huge impact from the volunteer community.
That is amazing. So are the volunteers required to kind of like come and help out every single day, or are they kind of free to make their own schedules? How does that work?
Yeah, they're free. They're free to choose their dates. I mean, sometimes we have one person that might come and volunteer once a week. Mm-hmm. So we have some that are here 3 times a week.
Wow.
Their hours are 7 in the morning to 12 noon. Those are our working hours, and we don't ask too much. You know, it really a couple of things that need to get talked about before they come in. We have our pre-shift every morning, so they know what's going on in the world and with us, and we just have a wonderful people that come in, and great attitude. That's the first number one.
Absolutely,
to have a great attitude.
Yeah, that does actually make a difference. Trust me.
Yes, it does.
So besides volunteering their time, how else do volunteers kind of provide services to Soup Kitchen?
So we have volunteers that are on the board. We have volunteers that help with events. We have volunteers that come in and take care of the yard or the outside. We have some that work from home and do, you know, clerical work for us.
Okay. So all skills are needed.
Absolutely. And we also have about 150 Meals on Wheels delivery people who help us out every day to deliver meals to the Meals on Wheels homebound seniors. And that happens Monday through Friday. And it's only take, I don't know, about an hour and a half to 2 hours on one day out of a week that, you know, they do this for us. And it's wonderful. They get so much reward too out of helping out people that are by themselves. You know, they have nobody to talk to or to change a light bulb, and it's just companionship.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because like you said that you're in Boynton Beach, but you can kind of service people all across Florida, right?
We service food-wise everybody in Palm Beach County. And again, if you're coming from the north and you want to stop by and have a meal, not a problem. The only requirement for the Meals on Wheels is that they have a Boynton Beach address. That is only for Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
And then for the otherwise, we do not ask for any other information.
So anyone can volunteer, right?
Anybody can volunteer. Yes, ma'am.
That is amazing. Now, another crucial program that you guys are over is taking care of our babies. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, taking care of our babies started in 2008, and we saw the need in the moms, the lack of, you know, education that there was presented. And we take care of providing them with diapers, Before the pandemic, we were teaching them English as a second language. We were taking their kids to the side and teaching them English as a second language. Now those kids are teaching their parents, you know, how to speak, which is really interesting. At this point, we have not gone back to the education part because we're just trying to get through the pandemic and expansion. So we will go back to that at some point in the near future.
Yeah, but every aspect of you helping someone, you give them a brighter future. So that's amazing.
Yes.
And then you have another program, Lift Up. I know you're excited to talk about that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's our baby this year. So Lift Up came about because there is a need in the county for young adults 18 to 25 who are aging out of the foster care system or living without their birth parents. In other words, right. They're living with a grandma. They're living on a couch of a friend. They're crashing onto somebody's, you know, living room. So what we decided to do is, since our forte is culinary, the food, and our Chef Peter is certified, we are providing classes for a 12-week period to about 10 kids at a time, or I call them kids, but they're young adults, like I said before. And we're teaching them how to survive with basic culinary, you know, very basic kitchen skills.
Yeah, basic. And they're going to be like the greatest chefs on the planet if the rumors about Chef Pete are right.
That's sweet. That is very sweet. I'm going to let him know. And so once they learn, we also would like them, our slogan says feeding the heart, mind, and body. Mm-hmm. So we feed them, number one. You know, you need basic needs. You need to be fed.
Oh,
number
absolutely.
Two, the mind. We take care of the wellness. We teach them yoga. We teach them relaxation. We teach them visualization. We teach them how to put together a resume, how to go to an interview. All of this is donated by volunteers who have had experience in the past with these are professionals. And then topped off with the culinary part that the Chef Peter teaches them. At the end, they come out with a certificate, a food handling certificate, so they can get a better job at a restaurant or a, you know, hotel or what have you. And we try to place them in places that we know, that we have contacted with.
Wow, they're really getting a well-rounded education here from you guys.
Yes, and the biggest part and the biggest, I would say, cost involved in all of this is we understand that these young adults usually do not have rides. They do not have cars. So we are Ubering. We're paying for them to be Ubered to our location. So that's where funding, you know, goes to a lot of it. A lot of it goes to transportation to get them into us. And then we transport them back and everything and give them meals, give them toiletries, whatever they need to get along and make their lives better.
Wow, that is such an amazing program. I'm just like, I'm in awe. I lost my train of thought.
No, we always invite people to come over because it really makes a difference. You know, usually people think, oh, soup kitchen is a little tent, you know, out there, and they're passing out this food that looks like, you know, oatmeal. No, we have good menus and we treat people very well. We always say at the soup kitchen, you never know what side of the counter you may be on at a certain stage in your life. Therefore, we treat everybody with compassion and dignity.
That
and
is
above
absolutely
all, respect.
True.
And you know, it again, it's why we do not ask why people are there. They're there for a reason. You know, it's hard enough to be there to ask for food and ask for anything. We are there to provide it without any further questions.
Yeah, that is definitely the hardest part, is asking for help.
Yeah.
Now, the soup kitchen gets zero money from the government. So how are you funding all of these programs?
Well, we do grant writing, but we rely on private donations, 100%. So, you know, we ask people in the neighborhoods, we ask companies, we go to foundations. We try to get as much as we can from them because every little program takes a lot of money to be ran.
Right.
You know, people think sometimes they say, oh, so do you pay electricity? Like, yeah, well, just like everybody else, you know, we don't get a special discount because we're a charity, you know, but we have to pay our bills too. And though, unfortunately, you know, we have to Uber them, we have to transport them, you know, we have to have money for that.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's a lot of elements that really go into all these programs to, you know, give everyone a well-rounded, the things that they need.
Correct.
Correct. So speaking of help, how can someone learn more about the Soup Kitchen's resources and kind of get more involved in it?
So if they want to come to us, we are in West Boynton Beach. We would love to show them around, give them a tour, see how how can they help us, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, some people come up with great ideas. Volunteering Monday through Saturday, they can call us and set up an appointment to come in. We don't need much from them, but we need volunteers in the summer, usually 17 and older. Okay. We try to be very safe in the kitchen, so we do handle a lot of high school kids, and we love having them too. We love having the like the nurses from the Palm Beach State, or you know, that FAU, and you know, the local students also. By calling us at 561-732-7595, or also by visiting our website where they can donate at thesoupkitchen.org.
What an amazing program. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing all of these resources with our audience.
Thank you, Sherina. Thank you very much for having us.